This week on the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of July 18, 2018, Two Things Future, One Things Rama, One Things Quest Presents, One Disney Princess, Archie Meets Batman, Rise of TMT, and...
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
So, thank you for checking out the podcast this week for New All-Age Comic Books. It's the week of July 18, and it's a great week because there's a lot for everyone. And I mention that specifically this week because we happened to be out at the store, and a dad came in, and you could tell he wasn't really hip to what was going on in a comic book store because he asked for help, which is what you should do. But the person behind the counter didn't really know what to do either, and I kind of wanted to say, there are so many choices this week for breeders of all sorts. In this case, he was looking for something for a five-year-old girl. And there are three or four great releases for five-year-olds, especially girls this week. And we'll hit those in just a second. First off, though, I want to touch on this because I love this property. And you do too, probably. It's a Futurama Annual. This is number one. And it's worth mentioning this as the comic of the week because Bongo Comics does a great job with everything they do. And Futurama used to come out bi-monthly. But with issue 82, it went to online only through their app, which is a very unique and telling way that some comic books are going to start going because it's cheaper. I mean, how cheap is that? I don't know. But it's much cheaper than the printed version. Case in point, the printed version of this Futurama Comics Annual is $4.99. There's some of the links, it's $3.99. And this is a great comic book. It's thicker than the average comic book. It's got two fat stories. It's got the art that you know and love from Futurama. Looks just like the television show. It's fabulous. Who's going to like this? I'll say fans of The Simpsons, obviously. Or kids who are 8 and up that can laugh at things outside of the box. And even, I say 8 and up, because if you're an adult and you like Futurama, you're going to like this. If you have never seen Futurama, wow, you're missing something. And check out this Futurama Comics Annual, because it's really nice. And it is a fabulous book. Case in point also, if you go to your local library, you can find lots of comic books that you can obviously check out for a couple of weeks, probably 3 to 4 weeks. There are some Futurama comic books there. Check them out if you want to get a taste of it for free. The other future book this week is this one, Future Quest Presents. This is one of the best miniseries out there. Because it's wholly original, it's fun, it touches on some classic properties, in this case, from the Hanna-Barbera warehouse, Frankenstein Jr. and Buzz Conroy. Do you remember those cats? I vaguely remember them, but when I looked at the cover for this, I said that the robot looks so familiar. It's Frankenstein Jr. I barely remember this character as a kid, but one of one of the top shelf Hanna-Barbera characters that DC is bringing out of the vault. And this is a fun comic book. It's going to be great for kids 9 and up. Not because of the content, just because of the reading. It's going to have action that will please kids 5 and up. So action-wise, boom, 5 and up, you're great. But it's going to have too much reading for those younger kids. So keep that in mind, but this is a great comic book, and it's only $3.99. Really original, too. And one thing, people sometimes bust DC's chops because they get a lot of stuff wrong. However, one thing they are doing correctly is they are bringing out the dollar comic books, which is great. Like, for example, last week, they re-released Teen Titans Go! Issue number 1, which is kind of like what Marvel Comics is doing with their True Believers comics, where they are reprinting older comics. There are a couple True Believers comics out there, and if you've heard the podcast before or checked out the website, you know we're big fans of that because it's only a dollar, and we're cheap, man, we're cheap. If you can buy a comic book for a dollar that is great quality, that's a great deal, and you can pick up Teen Titans Go! Issue number 1 for a dollar. Just look for it at your local comic book store. Adventure Time Comics. This is another one of our favorite comics because it is so untraditional. You're taking a known property, in this case Adventure Time, and you're letting different artists and different storytellers take a crack at it in their own storytelling style. So this is not the Jake and Finn that you know from the series or the ongoing comic book Adventure Time. This is almost more a action-adventure Adventure Time. Sometimes it's a bit more surreal, like a Salvador Dali Finn or Jake. It's just different. Each issue is wholly different, almost in the vein of SpongeBob comics, where different artists kind of take a look at it, and it shows great trust in the property that Boom Studios does to allow people kind of into the house, the metaphorical house, as it were, to say, here are the characters, you know what to do, play with them, and you're good to go. Boom! Speaking of which, on the website very soon, we're going to have a review and a giveaway of Adventure Time, the final three seasons on DVD, and this is kind of special because the final four episodes of the series, Adventure Time, the last episode airs September 3rd, 2018, but this is the series finale, so it's the last televised new episode, the series finale. And there's a lot of scuttlebutt as to why they canceled it, all this other stuff, but it's kind of gone the way of the dodo, and it's canceled. Not for bad reasons, just for reasons that you can read about online that are a huge, huge argument or conversation, depending upon your viewpoint. But when they release the DVD, it's going to come out almost simultaneously as when they air on television. I think it's maybe a week delayed, or even the same week. It's really fascinating the way they're doing it, because the week of the airing of the series finale, the DVD that has the final three seasons, as well as the final episode, come out. What? That's some great timing, and we're going to receive this DVD in a couple of weeks. We'll review it and give a copy of it away over on the website. We also took a look at Casper last week, and this is one of those comic books that it really transcends generations, this Harvey property, and American Mythology Productions does a great job with this, because this is a comic book that kids 5 and up can read and laugh at, read some of the sight words, but laugh at all of the illustrations, and parents don't have to watch their kids as they read it, because all the content is going to be great. And Casper's Ghostland, this is the Benchmark 100th issue anniversary. And it's kind of a strange case because it hasn't been going on for 100 issues. What has happened is American Mythology kind of rescued Harvey, this Harvey property, from the graveyard. I'm trying to think of more ghost puns, but I can't. My ghost puns are all dead. This is the 100th episode. If it was contiguous. This is not contiguous. It's kind of jumped around. I think the last one was maybe 1992-ish. And boom, here we are at 100. So check it out. It's also priced to read at $3.99. And it's Casper's Ghostland 100th episode. Hey, happening in Atlanta over Labor Day weekend in September is this. It's Dragon Con. Are you down with Dragon Con? Dragon Con is a huge thing, and it's very unique from other cons in that it is much more derived by the fans and for the fans. And that almost sounds like kind of a cliche, by the fans, for the fans, whatever, you know. But you see these things, and what makes Dragon Con different is that the big mega movies and the big mega studios and the bigger properties, they're not there giving stuff away. So if you go to Dragon Con, it's not because you want free stuff. Granted, there is some free stuff, but that's the exception and not the rule. You go to Dragon Con because you like cosplay. You like the characters. You're more passionate about the franchise, whatever it is. Name a franchise, name an entity, name a genre, and it's represented. So if you're in the Southeast, say over late August, early September, check out Dragon Con every year because it really is worth it. And this week, this week has a release from one of the comic book artists that will be appearing at Dragon Con. It's Amy Meberson. Amy Meberson has made a career out of drawing franchise properties, specifically Disney properties. She was in Disney Princesses from, I think, early on, the first episode, if I'm correct in that. But Disney Princess number 21. It's out this week. It's from Joe Books, but Amy has done all manner of princess and all manner of all-age comic books. This is, again, this is one of those comic books that's great for kids five and up, specifically girls, on this Joe Books property, just because it's all about princesses. And it's going to skew almost entirely, exclusively to girls. So had I been a little more forthright in the comic book store, I would have told that dad, hey, just check out Disney Princess, buddy. I know she can't read it, but she'll know all of the princesses, and you can read it to her, and it'll be a good bonding experience. The comic book sells for $3.99, and it's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. He can also pick up this book, and this is one of the classics. This is Star Wars' Little Golden Book. I am a Wookiee. I am a Wookiee. I mentioned last week that Little Golden Books are so classic that they still look the same. They have that half-inch kind of wrapper of goldenness along the edge, along the spine of the book that goes along the front and back cover. And in this one, you've got three Wookiees. I see Chewbacca on the front, looks like, with two of his, one of his darker and one of his lighter brethren on the front, with the Millennium Falcon overhead. It's $4.99, and you know the scheme with the Little Golden Books. The content's going to be A-okay. There may be some more reading than you want to do, but this is a read-along book, and it's not an early reader book. So if it's not designed to be a sight read or a sight word book, but the content, wow, you can't beat it, and it's a classic. The Turtles are back. Did you know they were even gone? Yeah, they were. If you're a fan of Nickelodeon, then you may have realized or may be aware, especially if you're following the news at Comic-Con, that the Teenage Turtles have a bit of a soft reboot. A soft shell reboot, as it were, with the rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Rise of is the keyword, and this is really in the line of the Adventures of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was the title of the series that was replaced. It's now Rise of. It supposedly has a little more action, while still having the trademark turtle humor, tongue-in-cheek, with a slice of pizza on the side. And this is different than the ongoing monthly turtle series. It's important to note that. This is an all-ages series. Any age, five and up, can read this. They can read some of it. They're going to love the action, though, and they're going to be super familiar with it, especially if they've seen the show on Netflix, even Adventures of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is going to be lock, stock, and barrel in that same vein. It's Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, issue 0, and this is kind of it's a reboot. It's a revamp. It's an introduction to these new characters that will be out on the television screens in the fall with a brand new ongoing series. I love what they did to Batman. Batman has had so many incarnations, and one thing that he's done here, he has met some people in the past. Batman 66, you're familiar with that series, that mini-series of various stints from Marvel Comics, yeah? What has happened at Archie Comics is this. Archie meets Batman 66, issue number 1. Yes! I love it when Archie and the Archies, basically the kids from Riverdale, when they meet iconic characters. They've met the Ramones before. That was a great one-off. They met the Punisher, the Predator. They've met all sorts of totally impossible creatures or characters, and they make it work. They really do, because it maintains the same kind of earnestness and genuineness that classic Archie has. And this is Archie Meets Batman 66. Love this miniseries. I invite you to check it out because it's got camp. It's got a lot of fun. And is it good for all ages? You know what? Younger kids may not dig it because it's going to have some reading and they may not know who the heck the Archies are. But if they're age 9 and up and they're looking for something really fun and interesting, they're going to be semi-aware of Riverdale, just based on the show. And this is the more, I guess, the younger skewing version of Riverdale. So it's not the CW Riverdale. Not the one on TV. It's important to point that out. Let's skew really young for that 5-year-old, and this is it, Miraculous Adventures. Now, this is the show that streams on Netflix, and girls love this show. There is no way around the fact to say that this is a girl-skewing show that boys will like because they want to be on the sofa with girls. Even when they're 7 or 8, they're going to watch this because there's just enough action to keep some of the boys involved. It's so goofy that even I find myself getting sucked up into it because it has, if you ever watched Wild Wild West as a kid, or if you've ever seen like the classic show, the classic Western on television, it has elements of that because it's so predictable. You know what's going to happen every series, every time you watch the show, but you just get sucked into it. This comic book is kind of like that too because it's ripped straight from the series. It is, and it's great. In this one, issue number 5, Ladybug and Cat Noir, they're back in Paris, but who has akumatized their father in New York? What's going on? Does Hawk Moth have a cousin in the States? It's good fun and a laugh because our kids love this, and we have a 8-year-old neighbor who is straight up mental over Miraculous. She loves it too. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for listening. Please check us out on Twitter at Daddy Mojo or email us. It's Trey, T-R-E-Y, at DaddyMojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, DaddyMojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.